defeated Foley by a knockout in the seventh round. Immediately thereafter, he walked into the teeth of a monumental decision. He was drafted, and then he refused induction on the grounds of his religious convictions on war.
My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big powerful America and shoot them for what? They never called me nigger. They never lynched me. They never put no dogs on me. They never robbed me of my nationality, raped and killed my mother and father. Well, I'm going to shoot them for what? How can I go shoot them? Them little poor little black people, little babies and children and women. How can I shoot them poor people? I'll just take me to jail.
While fighting imprisonment for his stand, Ali was also stripped of his title, denied a license to fight in the United States, and denied a visa to go overseas to fight. He was in a much tighter financial bind than most were aware of.
I don't know if I see the world heavyweight champion driving the Volkswagen, guys in the Cadillacs and making fun of you. So I'm working today, I'm hauling, right? I'm moving. And so one day I had to speak at Canisius. Heard of Canisius? Canisius, Fairleigh Dickinson, CW Post. Three colleges at $1,500 a college. Pretty good money. So I broke my wife's piggy bank. She had about $35 in it. $135. I broke the piggy bank to get gas money to get me to the college. And I got enough gas and food money to get the $4,500, the $3,1500 lecture. That $45 would hold me, pay gas bills, light bills, till I get to the next college. This went on until the whole mess was over.
Inevitably, students would challenge Ali on his stand and his convictions. Remarkably, Ali more than held his own against students who had a far better formal education than he.
I'm saying you're talking about me, about some draft, and all of you white boys are breaking your neck to get to Switzerland and Canada and London. I'm not going to help nobody get something my Negroes don't have. If I'm going to die, I'll die now, right here fighting you. If I'm going to die, you my enemy. My enemy is the white people, not Viet Cong or Chinese or Japanese. You my opposer when I want freedom. You my opposer when I want justice. You my opposer when I want equality. You won't even stand up for me in America for my religious beliefs, and you want me to go somewhere and fight, but you won't even stand up for me here at home.